Welcome back. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the full moon in Sagittarius on the 3rd or 4th of June 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. I am not taking on any clients or students at this time. I will let you know when I'm back, and if you're serious about your journey and would like to go on that together, I'm open. But I am only giving one shot from now on, guys. So if you have got in touch with me before and you haven't got back, don't try it again. We're not opening the energy that much in this half of 2023. So this full moon in Sagittarius is the first one since the powerful, potent eclipses we have worked through. Our next eclipse will not be till October. I mixed up the new moon in Taurus. It was just a new moon. So this full moon has mixed energy to it, as we are moving out of fixed energy and into immutable. Some energy of responsibility in our lives, in our schedules, in our independence, etc. And some of wanting to go with the flow, have fun, be spontaneous, enjoy life, and being in the moment. More. Being in the moment more. This full moon energy is a softening balm to the transformational energy that we've just walked through. It will help soften the themes that came up for us during eclipse season, and also where we have landed. So tapping into this full moon energy of making yourself a priority and making time for our responsibilities. So if you are finding it hard to take action on these themes, maybe implementing more structure and time to tend to your priorities. This energy of Sagittarius is an amazing time to reflect on where and what we are aiming our arrows at. Are we aiming them in the direction of our highest good? Or are we wasting precious energy on outdated targets? Using this energy to gain clarity on where we wish to aim our darts. This is a powerful time to refine and redefine the direction we are aiming our energy towards. And Taurus is active at this time and is one of our most sacred stars. It is known as the heart of the scorpion. This is the rest stop, so to speak, for our souls on the way back to our soul group after incarnations. This energy is heart-led and is guiding us to tune into our heart center to see what is right, what is the right way for us to aim our arrows. So finally, Juno, the goddess asteroid, is pretty active, offering us the energy of independence, self-identity, when in partnerships or friendships, reminding us to remember who we are, our gifts, and also what we bring to the table. So Sagittarius is ruled by the sacral chakra, which is our second chakra, ruling our sensuality and our creativity. It is our second body. We also have Jupiter is the ruling planet, and Sagittarius rules the ninth house in astrology. So, some other things coming in with Sag and with the energy is independence, freedom, optimism, going beyond what is to find solutions. There's also completion. Eve, hang on, my cat wants to scream. There's also, sorry about that, guys. I had to let my cat out. So, there is some completion. Closure of whatever house or area, both collectively and individually, this is working on. So looking where Sag is in your chart, truth, honesty, integrity, law comes in, both man-made and natural, and also belief systems figure in here too. So as ever, let us take a moment and shift our awareness away from the external. Tune into our heart center. Ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus and the cosmos. And tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So I'm going to play some sacral chakra frequencies. So, beautiful souls, we're getting stuck right in here to our fourth card and overall energy for us as a collective for this full moon in Sagittarius. So, for this, we got gratitude, and this is a big theme throughout this reading and also for the full moon in Sagittarius. So, right now, we're being asked to step into gratitude. There is always something to be grateful for, and when we step into the vibration of gratitude, it helps raise our vibration and bring in more of that. This is a time now to surrender and release, let go of whatever we no longer need right now. Embracing both positive and negative as we live in this world of duality and polarity. And also stepping into the now. When we take ownership of the good and the bad. Well, I don't want to even put it in them terms because that is very, what do I want to say, black and white thinking, duality and polarity. We realize that we can't have one without the other here on the earth plane. So really embracing all of that, especially even the more deeper, darker stuff that is harder to face, and taking some time out to be grateful. This also helps with any resistance that may be in. We're releasing any outdated patterns. So guys, gratitude. For all we have in our lives right now. Our next card, I should say, well, it's not really a card, but it's information on the ninth house, which is what's going to be affected for us collectively right now. Please don't fall off. What's going to be affected for us collectively right now with the ninth house in astrology? Okay, so with this ninth house, again, it's ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion and luck. This brings in expansion of the mind. It brings in soul searching. It brings in destiny. It brings in karma. It brings in higher learning, higher mind, higher understanding. What also comes in with this is a learning, or going back to learning, or learning something more to add to what you already know right now. It also poses the Chart House, which is all about communication and messages and writing. So writing is coming in strong, as is journaling in one of the other cards that I pulled for us. So traveling is coming in strong with this, kind of like a pilgrimage. This can be either in the physical or in the non-physical, like a inner journey to the inner world and sanctum. So again, broadening the understanding, activations of the higher chakras and the crown chakra. Also manifesting is coming in strong with this, clarity on what's being brought in to the physical. I hope you are enjoying the messages so far, beautiful souls, and I hope you are enjoying this reading coming from my new space. It is so quiet. I know there was a little dog barking in the background earlier, but I well called on Archangel Jophiel and also sent some Reiki. So, yay, the dog stopped. The next card that we have is birthing a new age, birthing new creations, dreaming a new world into being. Often our path is exactly the one that we don't feel prepared to walk. Walk anyway. Often what is rising feels far bigger than what could possibly hold. Than we could possibly hold. Be a container for anyway. Often our creations seem to have a wild, uncontrollable consciousness of their own. Birth them anyway. Often what is ours to do is the very thing that most intimidates us. Be courageous and do it anyway. We are birthing a new age. Right now we're in a transition period between ages, in the process of allowing the old cycle to fall away and the new one to rise. Like driving in the fog and trusting the road will appear ahead, we need to release old identities and ways that no longer serve us, using our intuition as a compass. You are part of a soul group, or sorry, a group of souls who have been incarnating at significant periods of history, preparing for this exact time. Dreaming a new world into being. Magdalene's sisters, daughters of Isis, Isanis, priestesses, witches, mystics, healers, seers, artists, midwives, visionaries, guardians of the earth, and storytellers from times past. It is time to give permission and space for what is beckoning within to be born. We are dreaming a new world into being. And the Work Your Light activation, I am open to surrendering to the creations that are wanting to be birthed through me. May I be of service in a way that delights my mind, body, and soul. Please use me. Please lead me. Please show me the way. Well, what a powerful, powerful message. And that is another strong theme that's coming up throughout this reading with this energy. And also what I've been saying for the last 6 years is using your intuition as your compass. You have all the answers. Sometimes you just need a helping hand to take the step, but you know the way to go. Also, a lot of people want to have the success right now and they don't want to put the work in. They don't want to put the effort in. They don't want to put the research in. They don't want to put the years of healing in. But unfortunately, the world doesn't work like that here on the earth plane. You actually have to do some physical stuff because we're in the polarity. And you also have to do the non-physical stuff to bring it in. So, using our intuition as a compass. As I said, knowing if the road is foggy, it's going to appear. Like my saying is, the breadcrumb trail. You're not knowing the full path, but you just keep going off what you're being given from your higher self. Because they will never steer you wrong. So our next card that we got is Blue Flame. I don't think that's the song. I don't think that's the song that goes with that card. But I made it up. And it's called Blue Flame by Cosmic Angel 555. Okay, so initiation of the blue flame connects us to our true divine nature and helps us share that light of love with the world. Dear one, it is time to take the next step and walk through the initiation and purification of the blue flame. You have passed many tests and have already gained many valuable lessons and insights. The gift of the blue flame is now upon you, and it is your choice whether to embrace this light or not. Embracing the light of the blue flame is always consciously choosing to walk in truth and integrity. To lead by example, love unconditionally, and be of service without judgment. When you are spiritually initiated in the light of the blue flame, you join forces with other souls on the same journey. Your power and light is nourished by your spirit family, to whom you are connected through your shared love of the blue light. Do you choose to walk in truth and integrity in all that you do? Will you lead by example, by shining your own magnificent light? If you have sincerely answered yes to these questions, you are ready. rib low first, and then when you are ready, close your eyes. The chakra associated with this is the throat. Exercise. See yourself surrounded in a circle of giant clear quartz crystal pillars. In the center of the circle stands a tall clear quartz crystal pillar, and within it, a blue light. When you are ready to receive this anointment, place your hands on the crystal pillar and slowly feel the power of the blue fire moving through you, filling your whole body. Feel the warmth, love, and rejuvenating energy. And the affirmation, I am ready to walk my truth, live with integrity, and shine my amazing light always. So, wow, bit of a mic drop on the blue flame card there. So let you take your own messages from that one, guys. As I say, I don't know where everyone is on their journey right now. I don't know who's truthful with themselves, who's not. So only you can answer that one. The next card that we got is an amazing one. Wow. This is Enter the Jade Temple. Kuan Yin in her temple of peaceful jade causes all conflict to elevate to higher peaceful resolution. A resolution and healing of any situation that is concerning you is already underway. In fact, you are being asked to begin to feel the relief of that resolution now, so you can more readily receive the divine solution and blessings of peace from the beloved Kuan Yin when it arrives. There are moments on the path where conflict arises and struggles emerge. These conflicts may be within us or appear to be an external relationship or situation. This can be a part of an experience of life on the physical plane that actually helps us to raise our vibration, to find unity, and yet still honor our individuality. There is a spiritual light within, a light of peace, that can be brought to bear on any situation or struggle. An energy of peace that can transform even the deepest conflict through blessings of the Divine Goddess, Priestess of the Jade Temple, Kuan Yin. Peace does not mean avoiding conflict or pretending that struggle does not exist. Peace is the light that flows when we are able to step above the illusions of separation, competition, and conflict, to seek out the consciousness where we are in fact all one in divine love, and when we are all serving the path of light in our own unique ways together. The energy of such a high level of genuine consciousness is transformative. It allows us to surrender judgment and to release any need to prove ourselves or our worth to another. Instead, we can just live our lives and allow others to do the same with more peace in our hearts. Conflicts become an opportunity to grow more in inner peace and love and acceptance of all paths, to learn detachment and to trust. It takes a mature soul to call in peace, because it's not always a way to avoid conflict. It is a way to use conflict as a spiritual tool through which to grow and become bigger than the conflict, to make allowance for each being to choose their own way to grow and to call forth the spiritual genius of the divine that is able to provide solutions that can bring peace to all. The divine goddess speaks to you now and says that your resolution is assured. Have faith, be prepared to surrender your viewpoint and receive a new one that will serve you and bring you to peace at a higher level of reality. It is no longer about what is right or wrong. It is about stepping up into peace and resolution, more joy and more delight. You are capable of this and you will enjoy the wonder of the healing process as you surrender into the Jade Temple, the place of peace over which Kuan Yin presides, a priestess and guide. She bestows healing blessings on your life situation now. This oracle is confirmation that if you have been struggling, a time of respite and peace is on its way swiftly to you now. And then the prayer of the Jade Temple. Om Me Shante, Om Me Shante, Om Me Padme Hum, Om Me Shante, Om Me Shante. May all beings know deep peace and blessings of beloved priestess of peace, Kuan Yin. May the heart of all conflict be resolved in the Jade Temple. Om Me Shante, Om Me Shante, Om Me Padme Hum, Om Me Shante, Om Me Shante. I hope I'm saying that right. Oh, I could well feel that in the heart center, guys. It's kind of like the Reiki chants there. Oh, definitely feeling that. Loving that. Loving that. Okay, guys, gonna take a quick pause before I move on to the next one. It's getting pretty late here. This is my first reading since I've moved and feeling pretty bollocksed right now. Not gonna lie. You know, I keep it real here on Cosmic Angel 555. Right, give us a minute. Okay, before I move on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555, my higher self wants me to do a couple of Reiki chants. So if you'd like to just open up and receive this for a moment. Chokure, chokure, chokure. Chokri, Seiki, 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 Seiki. Hansa Sei Shonen, Hansa Sei Shonen, Hansa Sei Shonen, Hansa Sei Shonen. Daikumi Yohu, Daikumi from my heart to yours. I hope you like that, guys. Sorry, I know throat chakra isn't that strong right now. I'm still getting used to Daikumi on this gaff down, but hey, we're going for it. So, guys, we're moving on to my first deck. The first card that we got out of that is journaling. So that's going to come in really handy right now for this energy that we're walking through. As I keep saying, and my higher self keeps reminding me to do as well, is to start doing, well, I suppose in a way, I have been journaling the last 6 years with these podcasts. When I was moving, I found all me old A4 pads. I probably fill up one or two of them a year with these podcasts. So I didn't want to throw them out because they are my work from the last few years. So I brought them with me. But it is good because you can look back at, like, especially around the times, eclipses, you can see reoccurring themes and patterns that are happening, some cycles that have completed. It is really handy. Okay, next card we got is activation. So, I feel like that's linking in with the other card, which is light worker. So right now, getting activated even more to step up to your mission, your soul mission, which is part of your light work, part of creating this new age, this new earth, this fifth dimensional reality, shining your light, sharing your gifts and talents and abilities, being seen and being heard is coming up strong there with that. Okay, so we're going on to a soul truth card before we move on to the tarot. So the soul truth is, what if it was easy? It doesn't have to be hard. Call in the universe, the stars, the angels, and all the powers. Find the solution. Would you take the next step if it were easy? It's time to expect ease. Call in grace and receive guidance. You are supported. List 10 possible ideas for your soul's current calling. Lean into ease. It's here. You just have to say yes to it. Wow, how powerful is that? Again, stepping into your soul calling. It's there. It's going to be easy. It's going, well, they're making it ease right now. What is the hardest part is taking the step. Okay, so the first question that I asked for this full moon in Sagittarius for us as a collective is overall energy of this full moon. For that, it's again gratitude. We're being asked to step into gratitude. Stop complaining. Stop not counting your blessings. Step into the good, the positive. There's always something to be grateful for. And again, as I'm saying, bringing that in brings more of it in. I know that's hard to do. Trust me, when shit is hitting the fan, like I've been saying, the last 10 months or more, we'll come back with a podcast when I have healed myself from the trauma that I had to go through the last 10 months to get where I am, which it was worth it, but it was traumatic having to relive past traumas. Where was I going with that? Hang on. Yeah, but when the shit's hitting the fan, it's hard to be positive. Of course it is, but you have to know that the universe always has your back and you are creating your own reality. So you really have to keep that frequency out to the universe, because that's what the universe picks up on, is our frequency, and our thoughts create our reality. So really stepping into the gratitude. The next question that I asked is, what truth does this full moon want to reveal? Okay, so there's a need to be less assertive with people, stepping a little bit more into compassion and the heart center. I feel like with this energy, it could cause some of the collective to be overly driven right now to get to certain goals. And again, like we were being reminded, is to be in the moment, that we are in this together. We're both doing our mission collectively and individually, and there's enough room for us all to shine. So I'm just feeling like a competitive competition, bit of ego cockiness coming in there with that energy of what might be revealed. The next question that I asked is, what new adventure will this full moon spark? Okay, so the adventure that this full moon is sparking is an internal one. It's gonna spark that inner knowing, of the memories, the gifts, talents, and abilities that you hold in your divine blueprint, in your cells, in your 12 strand DNA. You know, I always say it, I don't know how far down the galactic rabbit hole you've gone yet, but I don't know, if you haven't got a regression session into contact that you've had in this incarnation, I don't know where your next step can be, like, because when you get to that, that's kind of when it really starts. So yeah, I don't know, connect with your star family. They are us, we are them. What can I say? You know, you probably have hybrid kids as well that you've never connected with. So only you can do that. Nobody else can do that for you. So there's definitely time to face some truths and connect with your lineages. The next question that I asked is, where will this journey take us? So this is going to take us to a new level of our own sovereignty, confidence, joy, passion, creativity, building our empire while helping others build theirs. That community energy is coming in strong there. The next question that I asked is, which direction should we aim our arrows? So for that, again, it's your intuition, your inner compass, your soul's truth, what you believe in, what you want to create, what you think is right, what you're paving the way for. When I'm looking at that card, I'm feeling like the universe is always going to weigh your heart for your truth of your own integrity. The next question that I asked is, what energy do we need to free? So for that, again, there's this community, building a legacy, love, joy, family. I feel like it's really opening up to this abundance in both material, spiritual, in all of its forms, basically. So I'm feeling like with that question, like, what do we need to free? It's freeing up that abundance, opening up any the visualization that me, higher self, and the star fam is after giving me there is like a pinball machine. You know, when some of the flaps are down, it's like opening up some of them flaps so that the energy of abundance, community, love, joy, expansion, building that legacy can truly come in. Final card before we move on to the galactic pattern that we are all working with, is message from the universe, and it is to, again, make ourselves a priority, step into our self-love, make sure our cup is overflowing before we can give from that, make sure we're saying yes when we really mean yes, and not depleting our precious life force energy. Really loving ourselves, realizing that we're number one, and the rest can follow. Okay, and our final card, galactic pattern that we are all working with, is parallel. It is a centocene dolphin, and it is forgiveness and gratitude, which I was just like, well, when I pulled that card out, you just fucking wrapped up the whole reading with them few lines. Wild dolphins have been known as intelligent beings for hundreds of years. They have still been hunted, killed, and seen as animals. Yet dolphin consciousness does more than simply forgive humans. Dolphins innately see humans as aspects of the Creator, and in doing so, they see the big picture and do not polarize themselves into victims and perpetrators. This card reminds you to move beyond forgiveness, which is often polarized. See all beings, even those who hurt you, as aspects of creation, the lessons they provide you to enhance your spiritual growth. Be grateful for them. Dolphins are sentient beings, much like humans, except without the high levels of polarity in their consciousness. This is why dolphins appear to exist in a joyful, fully present state. Being rooted in the now, they do not hold the pains of the past or the worries of the future in the present moment. Even though humans have hunted them and mistreated them for thousands of years, they do not hold a grudge but continue to joyfully interact with us and even save us from danger. When consciousness is rooted in the now, the definition of forgiveness changes. No longer they're in a past pain that needs to be forgiven. The joy of love of the moment is an expression of non-attachment to the pains of the past. If this card came up, the meaning can be on several levels. It may mean that you have a strong dolphin connection, or it may mean that dolphin consciousness is working with you and, in a sense, is calling you to interact with it for the purposes of your own healing and growth. Another meaning may be even more personal. If there is a person, including yourself, or a situation that you cannot forgive, this card's message is encouraging you to change your definition of what forgiveness means and transform the situation into gratitude for the lessons learned. The alchemy of redefining pain and forgiveness and instilling gratitude for the lessons learned ensures a powerful transformation that can free you from the past. So, thank you for joining me for this guidance for this full moon in Sagittarius. I hope you did enjoy, and I hope the messages help. Yeah, I'm grateful for everybody I have helped, I am helping, and I will help in the future that is serious about their journey, and we can complete this contract that we made. Yay! We don't have to do it again. So, enjoy this energy. I will be back soon. Namaste.